When 86-year-old Tom Ridley pulls out a picture of a bustling Indiana Avenue during its heyday, he cradles it in his hand like an old family photo.
I carry papers down through here when I was a little boy.
Here's some of the buildings that used to be on the avenue, like barbershops, grocery stores, shoe shops, anything you just about want. You could find it all in this 10-block area.
The area was the economic center of the city's vibrant African-American community. It was known as a rowdy, post-prohibition jazz mecca, Oscar Robertson's playground, and home to cosmetics magnate Madam C.J. Walker, the nation's first female millionaire. Tom Ridley says Walker's factories propped up the neighborhood until waves of real estate agents started knocking on doors when property values declined in the late 1960s.
Indiana Avenue lost all their buildings, 90% of them. Because I only think there's maybe 3 buildings left on the whole street.
Indiana University began buying up land here, 3,000 plots in total, and raised the buildings to build a new regional campus as part of the city's urban renewal efforts. Now in place of jazz clubs and barbershops are acres of parking lots that line Indiana Avenue. Paul Mullins is an archaeology professor at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis, who is leading the dig. He wants to unearth the truth about Indiana Avenue's 1960s reputation as a blighted neighborhood, one that he says made it easier for university officials to pay less for the land.
We want to complicate the dominant narrative that there was simply a declining, mostly African-American neighborhood here, and we want to paint a picture that we want to complicate easy caricatures, and archaeology does it really well.
So far, the dig has turned up crystal light fixtures, medicine bottles, and other items suggesting middle-class wealth. Student Zach Harner says each item helps fill out the neighborhood's character.
It seems like this area was actually thriving. So when we dig through and we find things that people owned that obviously wouldn't belong in an area that was actually blighted, the notion that the area is blighted was probably what made it easier for the university to clear out the land.
Absolutely.
That's Bill Crawford. He led neighborhood groups against the city and university, and during this time, he became a state legislator, now ranking among Indiana's most powerful.
The neighborhood was savaged by policymakers. We were not involved in the discussion. No one had sufficient clout to be included in the meeting. It was primarily a group of old white men and political figures.
Crawford says urban renewal ruined the neighborhood, with the loss of population leading to poverty and declining property values. But Glenn Irwin, IUPUI's chancellor during the period, says the neighborhood was already run down. Where there was blight, he says, there are now thousands of jobs and millions of dollars circulating throughout the area.
We paid a good price. We had real estate people bargaining on these all the time. There was a considerable uproar by the local community about that, but these were the most dilapidated buildings you can imagine.
University of Illinois professor Chris Fennell says similar digs around the country are starting to draw attention to the cultural and historical importance of just what was lost in many American cities during their headlong rush toward urban renewal.
There's definitely a growing number of these nationwide, and it's a difficult process, but it's one that at the end of the day, people move forward in their thinking by working through it, even though it's going to cast very awkward and negative lights on certain periods and certain players in American history.
Even though the vast majority of the neighborhood is missing, city leaders here began touting Indiana Avenue as a cultural destination for tourists a few years ago. But for Ridley, who has lived in the neighborhood for most of his 86 years, what's left in the dirt under parking lots can't make up for what was bulldozed.
So they can talk about bringing it back, you know. If we had more of the old buildings still around, you could talk about some of the things that are around here. But we don't have that. See, they're gone. So all we can show them is a parking lot.
The items pulled from the dig will soon find a permanent home in one of Indiana Avenue's few remaining buildings, Madam Walker's Vaudeville Theater. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.